WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for energy secretary is raising some eyebrows. He's Liberty Energy CEO Chris Wright. Illinois Democratic Representative Sean Casten questioned him during a hearing on Capitol Hill back in April.
You said there is no climate crisis. We're not in the midst of an energy transition either. Humans and complex life are simply impossible without carbon dioxide. The idea of carbon pollution is outrageous. You agree you said all those things?
Absolutely.
Wright also called climate change activists alarmist and has likened efforts by Democrats to combat global warming to Soviet-style communism. Climate change is the issue at the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan. CBS News climatologist Marina Jorica is talking about the impact of that global phenomena.
In 2022 and 2023 alone, economic damages reached $451 billion, which is nearly 20% higher than the 8 years previous as our warming world accelerates.
The president-elect's choice of Matt Gaetz for attorney general has also raised some alarms. The House Ethics Committee investigated him on allegations of sexual misconduct and illegal drug use and was expected to release its report Friday, but did not. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins responded.
I am confident that all of the information that is in that ethics report will come out through the process.
The normal process includes confirmation hearings followed by a vote of the full Senate. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart have met on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Lima, Peru. CBS's Natalie Brand is there.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi ignored questions from reporters about how the U.S.-China relationship could change under the Trump administration. They both stressed the importance of the relationship between the two countries and maintaining open lines of communication.
Today, President Biden heads to Brazil for the G20 summit. Russia has launched more than 200 drones and missiles against Ukraine's infrastructure. Officials fear it could signal another concerted effort to deplete Ukraine's power grid as winter approaches.
Ukraine has experienced many such attacks, but this was the largest coordinated assault since early September. As temperatures drop and the first snow falls, the authorities are anticipating another difficult winter. In the south, the city of Mykolaiv was among the worst hit, with at least two people killed and several injured. Further south, the Black Sea port of Odessa experienced a citywide power cut.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams. And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The recent wave of racist texts targeting Black Wisconsinites has sparked concerns about data privacy. Judith Rees Branch reports.
The personal information that people voluntarily disclose on various online platforms is often used for marketing purposes and can be sold to data brokers who then sell it to others. Cybersecurity professor Chad Johnson at the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point says industry estimates are that most data brokers have no less than 15 data points on every American, including age and ethnicity, detailed contact information, and even social security numbers.
And since there's no regulation over who can buy those, of course, it could be other advertising agencies, it could be other platforms. But there's also nothing stopping, for example, a white supremacist movement from buying that information for purposes exactly like this.
Personal data can also be stolen or leaked. Johnson adds there is currently no comprehensive federal law that protects data and privacy in the U.S. However, Wisconsin's new data privacy law goes into effect next year. The Wisconsin Data Privacy Act includes requiring businesses to inform people if their data is being collected and the purpose, as well as the right to access that personal data and request that it be corrected or deleted. Johnson says the fact that anyone can have such detailed information about their targets is where the intimidation factor comes in.
It kind of sends the message also implicitly, well, what else could they possibly know? if they have my ethnicity, do they have my address? Do they have my children's names? Do they have my school or my children's school? It's impossible to know.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. Gusty west winds up around 25 miles per hour as highs top out in the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Monday, look for increasing clouds and showers developing, highs in the low to mid 50s.
Currently 46 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut it.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, hey, we haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, it feels like it.
I have a little sore throat here, and later on today, we're going to be on KFAI for 2 hours, and I need to start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah, we got to get some cedar tea in you and probably some Vicks on your chest or something, but
yeah.
Yeah, colds are going around.
Exactly. Hey, November is Native American Heritage Month, and you know, I always say this, Haley, every month is Native American Heritage Month for me. But for all you out there listening and celebrating, big Peenagi, thank you for doing that. And of course, today, Haley, is Veterans Day. And we have so much history with this country. Per capita, we have more Native Americans in the military service than anybody else. We have a lot of warriors with that warrior spirit. And I remember a friend of mine, Barry, and I'll just say Barry Hand. I won't say his full name. Oh, I just did. He was a Marine, and then he was, because he had an eye situation, he was kicked out of the Marines, and then he joined the Army. So he was in, like, two branches of the service.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that you could do that, like, well, switch if you had a medical thing.
Wait a minute. Santina is a veteran. Yeah, Santina, wow, congrats. You know, thank you for serving. One of our listeners and one of our Facebook, YouTube listeners, we really appreciate your service. I got to say this, too, before I forget. The original Robert Pilot, my father, was in World War II and also in Korea and was called back during Korea. And just to shout out him up in the big B-17 up in the sky. It was amazing that, especially during World War II, where all these people were, in small little communities across the world. There was no TV, there was radio, but and they were plunged into this unbelievable world of world. And Shantina, my dad was in the Army Air Corps, and then also That turned into the Air Force after World War II. But yeah, right on. Right on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Yeah, I got to shout out my late grandpa, Kevin Galvin, too. He served in the Air Force. He was in Vietnam. And yeah, of course, shout out to all of our Code Talkers, too, our Native American Code Talkers as well. And yeah, happy Veterans Day to everyone who served. And also happy Native American Heritage Month to our Natives out there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I just got to give myself a quick shout out to November 9th. And again, we hadn't been on the air with live shows because we had to take some mental health days off after this election. And I celebrated 40 years of sobriety.
Oh, that's right, Dega. That is huge. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And appreciate all the people that have helped me over the years because it takes a village, but it takes a village and it takes a community to support. And mm-hmm. There's nothing more dangerous than a sober Native American.
Or cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, really touching on the fact we haven't been on like live on air since the election. And, you know, as you say, you know, it's just important that we all take care of ourselves and our spirits and our mental health, take care of each other, your relatives, your loved ones. And it's okay to, you know, take time for yourself and to, you know, gather yourself up and pick yourself back up.
Yeah, definitely. And I know, I don't think we have time, but we had a report from Senator Mary Kunish that we can probably pop up in the next segment. But and also I want to mention, too, it's Native American Heritage Month over at KFAI. And we'll be on live from 7 to 9 on KFAI and having some groovy people, you know, that we got a president of Ho-Chunk Nation coming on and let's see who else we have. Big guitars. We're going to be playing some music, and then
that'll be fun.
State Representative Heather Keeler.
Yeah, so it'll be a good show. We'll be on a KFAI, which is here in the Twin Cities. What is that's a FM channel 90.3, right?
Yeah, and
yeah,
they
KFAI.
Yeah, and they're a community station that's been around for years, and we're blessed not only to be on the mothership here, AM 950, but also other stations like KFAI across the Turtle Island. So we just give them a big shout out, and we appreciate all they do for amplifying the Native voice, which they've been doing for many, many, many years. And I know there's they have a McGeezy, which has an unbelievable amount of recordings from KFAI from the 70s and early 80s that really during the prime time of the American Indian Movement. And I can't wait for those to come out sometime and just listen to those people, you know, like, you know, Clyde Belcourt and John Trudell and all those people that really were moving and grooving in the 70s. And we need their spirit now, especially with the way things are now. And we have to move forward with and keep an eye on the prize. And, you know, I just want to say this real quick to Haley is that it was what's her name? Prokoski or Jen that worked for the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. She kind of threw out there that, you know, in 2004, everyone was really upset that Bush 2 won. Mm-hmm. And then 2006, it was a blue wave in the House and Senate. And then 2008, we got Obama. So hopefully that's our future coming up here real soon. So yeah. Keep plugging away and don't let those, I almost swore, don't let those people bring you down. And, you know, they will find out soon enough who they voted for and what he's going to do. So.
Yeah.
The whole country night.
I know. Yeah. No, there's a lot of bad news that came out from election night. And hopefully, you know, in this next segment, we can touch on a lot of the some positive things that, you know, did result out of the election. And we can share some wise words from who you mentioned, like John Trudell, who I've been listening a lot to recently, just helping keep my spirit up. And we'll hear from John Trudell, a couple really great pieces. And yeah. Go through the list about who won in Indian country for elections.
Absolutely. And we're going to still be here. We're not going anywhere. So that goes back to Native Roots Radio is we're still here, just like Native Americans all across Turtle Island. We're not dinosaurs. We are going to be united in bringing our truth and our sovereign nations forward in the next 4 years, especially, but forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just only for ourselves, but for everyone.
Yeah.
On the earth, every living spirit here that calls this, you know, earth home.
You know, I always like, too, that when we talk about every living spirit, I really key on to that. You know, and Wendy always talks about our sacred animals, but those beings really are our relatives. And we truly believe that here on Native Roots Radio.
Absolutely.
Hey, Haley, we're back in the saddle here again.
Yeah, woohoo, hola.
Yeah. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're with Haley, and we're kind of just, you know, trying to fire up here and talk sense here, but we got a really good next segment here talking about the victories that did happen, and Haley's got together a big list, so we're excited to talk about that in this and next segment. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
Tap. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anine, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, Haley, do we want to start out with State Senator Mary Kunish and then get into the positive election outcomes that we came? Should we do that?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So we make sure that we get it. Why don't we take a quick listen to our friend, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Ha-ha-ma-taki-ape. Hello, my relatives. It is State Senator Mary Kunish. On a most beautiful November 8th day here in Minnesota. Not a lick of snow, not even a breeze. It looks like it's going to be warm here in Minnesota for a little bit longer, which just means more fun and games for outdoors. I'm currently at the park with my two granddaughters, but wanted to just send a greeting to all of you after an incredibly upsetting presidential race in the United States. We were hoping for a different outcome, and the opportunity to have our first woman leader of our country and a woman of color at that. It is apparent that as much as the United States likes to talk about freedom and choice and the ability to practice the freedoms that we all should enjoy regardless of race or religion or color. Obviously, that's not the case these days. And so we now have four more years with a man that has a playbook that will destroy much of the democracy that we have worked so hard for 200 plus years to instill. Indian country is a complicated place. We wonder sometimes why our Native folks support the people that they do. I don't quite understand how Trump has been good for Indian country in the past, and I'm a lot worried about what we're going to see in the future. But regardless of that, here in Minnesota, we still have the support and the majority of Dems in the Senate, albeit it's a one person still. We had a fantastic campaign for our one person that we needed to maintain the majority in the Senate. And thank you, Wopila Tonka and Johnson Stewart, for the work that you and your committee did to ensure that the Senate keeps that majority and can continue to do the good work for Minnesota. It's kind of crazy that our House of Representatives that had about a four-person majority Dem now are even, 67-67, 67 Dems, 67 GOP members in the House. So somehow they're going to have to figure out how to govern together. And I will be very curious to see and hear how this is going to work. Nonetheless, I know that we in the Senate are bound and determined to not only work with those that want to do the good work on both sides of the aisle, but also make sure that we are continuing to advocate for those communities that are the least represented and have the fewest resources, whether it is in greater Minnesota, whether it is in the suburbs, whether it is in our urban core of Minneapolis and St. Paul. I know for a fact that my compadres in the Senate are ready to continue the good work that we've been doing. At some point, we will warmly welcome our governor, Tim Walz, back into the fold here in Minnesota and thank him for the willingness to step up and do that hard work with hardly any time to create a campaign. He and Kamala Harris gave us a lot of hope in so many different ways, even though it didn't come to fruition. But nonetheless, we will welcome Governor Walz back with open arms and continue to do the good work that we've been doing together for the good people of Minnesota and especially for those in Indian country. It's sad to see Representative Jamie Becker Finn leave. She and I were elected at the same time in 2026 and joined the House at that time. After 8 years, she's putting it to rest and focusing on her family and her business, and we wish her all the best. And fortunately, we still have Representative Keeler and Representative Koslowski in the House that I can partner with. But my time is up. I wish you well, and we will meet again very soon. Wopila Tonka.
Wow, big peeny geegee, Haley. State Senator was on fire.
Yeah, and upset, rightfully so.
Yeah, I just...
That was from last week, so I do want to mention, emotions were running high.
Yeah, she did say it was the 8th, and I was speechless the 8th, so she really came through for us. That's amazing. I just texted her during that. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the positive things, though, because we like to be positive here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, sometimes.
I said that with a straight face. No. So our sister, Cherise Davids of Ho-Chunk Nation, she's a citizen of Ho-Chunk Nation, was reelected to represent her state in Kansas in Congress. So that was huge.
That is huge. Kansas was smart on that.
Yeah. And then our friend Heather Keeler was reelected
as Rep. Leish Kozlowski was too in Duluth.
Right. And I was going to say, as Mary stated.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Well, we're just amplifying it because it's so cool. And again, later tonight, we'll be talking to State Representative Keeler around 7-ish. Sarah McBride made history to be the first transgender person to be elected in Congress. Wow.
Yeah, first ever, which is huge.
Yeah, very huge. I had a burp, so I pushed the pause button.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We'll either get more listeners or less listeners.
Yeah, who knows at this point?
Boy, we're a positive group here. Hey, for the first time in history, two black women will serve the Senate at the same time, and that's Lisa Blunt Rochester and Angela Alsobrooks.
Yeah.
I hope I got that name right. That's amazing.
Yeah, which is like leaves me speechless, too. For the first time ever, this is, you know, two black women in the Senate.
I got the applause. I always like to use that once in a while.
Yeah, well needed. Did you see who was I don't know if she was in the Senate. What's her last name? Crocker? I don't know. The one who called Marjorie Taylor the butch body. She got reelected, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's on fire, too. So
yeah,
we're going to need these voices. And yeah, to make it through the insanity here. But again, I say, you know, people find out, especially the people that possibly voted for the orange one or our new president. They're going to find out who they really voted for. First time in history, Andy Kim made history as the first Korean American to be elected in the U.S. Senate, and he is also New Jersey's first Asian American senator. That's some applause there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big crowd applause.
That was a good one.
I like the claps. I'll have to download the claps. Mm-hmm. Not the clap, but the clap.
Oh, yeah. Let's make that distinguish. Yeah, just remove that.
I'm perfectly clear about that. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Love our sound effects today.
Yeah. I'm like a little monkey over here pushing all the buttons. Hey, so what do we have? Emily Randall and Julie Johnson both made history as the first openly LGBTQ people to represent their states in Congress. And again, that's an amazing. You know, 7 out of 10 states approved the ballot measure that will project or
protect.
Oh, yeah. Protect or enshrine abortion rights in their state's constitution. Arizona, Missouri, Maryland, Montana, Nevada, New York, and Colorado. And I do, it's, believe it is protect, but the bifocals aren't working that well.
Yeah.
It's a little fuzzy. I printed off a little mini page here.
I know.
This isn't coming off the top of my head. This was prepared by our producer, Haley.
Yeah, this was from, when did I put this? I think I got this from like climate something on Instagram last year, put it in here, and now we're talking about it now, which is good.
Alaska and Missouri approved ballot measures that will raise minimum wage and require employers to provide paid sick time to their workers, all via Impact on Instagram.
Yeah, so that was my source.
Nice.
Impact is really good on Instagram about sharing like good news, so I always like to follow them. But they also share like the honest stuff too, and I think we have like about a minute left coming up until our next break, but I want to touch a little bit on Kamala Harris's peaceful transition of power in her speech that she did when she, mm-hmm. you know, kind of concluded the results. She quoted, "Only in the darkness can you see the stars." And it kind of reminds me of what this poet once said, that they said, "Barns burnt down, now I can see the moon." So I think, you know, this is an opportunity to shine a lot of light through this cloud of darkness.
Absolutely. Good way to end this segment. Thank you, big peeny geeky Haley. And everyone, if you don't know how important Haley is as a producer and my past producers, you do know right now. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
This is 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for energy secretary is Liberty Energy CEO Chris Wright. Congressman Sean Casten questioned him back in April.
You said there is no climate crisis. We're not in the midst of an energy transition either. Humans and complex life are simply impossible without carbon dioxide. The idea of carbon pollution is outrageous. You agree you said all those things?
Absolutely.
The COP29 summit in Azerbaijan is all about climate change. CBS climatologist Marina Jurica with the impact.
It totaled $935 billion. Hurricane Harvey, which impacted Houston in 2017, was the most expensive climate-related disaster, costing over $118 billion. China, India, Japan, and Puerto Rico round out that top five.
Russia is targeting Ukraine's energy grid.
This was the largest coordinated assault since early September. As temperatures drop and the first snow falls, the authorities are anticipating another difficult winter.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers lose to Oregon. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, Wisconsin battled, but lost to number one ranked Oregon 16-13. A 19-yard gain on third down in the fourth quarter was called back when a Badgers offensive lineman was charged with a chop block. A replay later on NBC showed it was a bad call. Head coach Luke Fickell.
I guess I don't know the definition of a chop block. It usually means you got to leave your feet in order to hit somebody low. But when you hit them in the waist, it doesn't seem to be a chop block. But nonetheless, you know, you've got to find ways to overcome things, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Hornets 115-114. Giannis Antetokounmpo called for a foul in the final seconds, and after the game, the referees admitting there was no contact. Giannis asked for his reaction.
You know, I've been in the league, this is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one. So I'm not going to comment on that.
The Bucks host the Rockets tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. Gusty west winds up around 25 miles per hour as highs top out in the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Monday, look for increasing clouds and showers developing, highs in the low to mid 50s.
Currently 46 degrees.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we are very grateful for all the work they do in the community, and it's a beacon of hope every time I hear that that tagline.
Yeah, honoring health and tradition. Dr. Stately usually joins us on Monday, but he could not make it today, so he wishes, you know, sends his best to all of you, and yeah, we love Native American Community Clinic.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, before we get to a recording, Haley, that I wanted to play, you got a couple things you wanted to bring up beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Well, just kind of like wrapping up on our election talk. And I think we were so full of hope. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I want to, you know, before we move on to our Veterans Day topic, I want to finish that last segment of election news with some of these words from the great John Trudell. And he quotes, "No matter what they do to us, no matter how they strike at us, every time they do it, we must continue. But we must never become reactionary. The one thing that has always bothered me about revolution is that every time I have met the revolutionaries, they have acted simply out of hatred for our people. No matter what they ever do to us, we must always act out of love for the people and for the earth, and we must never react out of hatred for those who have no sense."
Yeah, that really reminds me of Standing Rock, too, and how this show started because of Standing Rock and the whole pipeline situation at the Standing Rock Reservation. And they were peaceful protesters all the way from the beginning to the end. So that's what, with prayer and resistance via peaceful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in all times of hard times and hard news, it's important to remember that us as Native American people, we are a resilient people, and we will carry on to fight again. And I think it's important to believe in the work of collective activism and the power and healing it brings our spirits and our relatives and, you know, just the collective work that we do together. And I know I hear this a lot, and I think people say it a lot, but it's so true. This battle might have been lost this time, but, you know, the war's not over, and we've come out in the end as winners before, and we will again. So for not just us, but for every living spirit on all of this native land that we call home, it's important that we do get up and fight again, and we do continue to fight together.
Exactly. And just remember, Custer had it coming.
Yep, that too.
Do you want to play that segment for us? It's always inspiring for me to listen to this.
Yeah, let's listen to John Trudell.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die. Real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
That's like always really inspiring to me. Just love the music and the singing and the poetry.
Yeah, I think you showed me that one, and that's one that I listen to or I put on quite often. And one of my favorite lines is there is that he says, "Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race, possession, a war that doesn't end."
Yeah, exactly. I love Dream Smokes. Touch the sky.
No.
I love that. It's very visual for me. It's smudging and things like that. Talk to our relatives. We're still here, and we're not conquered. We're not a conquered race. We're not a conquered people. And they've been trying for 500 years, and we're still here.
Yeah, and we'll continue to be here. Heather Keeler was texting me in between there, and she reminded me something really great. She said, We are the seeds from the generations they tried to eliminate. We are those seeds.
Exactly. And then she also put up earlier, the crowd applause is great.
Oh.
I appreciate
your
that.
Your sound too. Effects.
Yeah. I don't know how they come off, but to me, that sounded really good. And, you know, we have to keep positive. And again, it's Veterans Day here. We've had, I know in Wisconsin too, we have a lot of Code Talker roads being brought up here in the next year or so with signs, with Ho-Chunk's language, and also just to let people know that the Ho-Chunk people were big Code Talkers during World War II, which if you don't know what that was where we were using our language, and the codes could not be deciphered because the enemy didn't know the Native American language.
Right. Right. And that's, like, I've heard, too, about, of course, our Ho-Chunk Code Talkers, and I've heard a lot about, too, the Navajo Code Talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, right, because they're both very different languages. They're not the same at all.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure the Ho-Chunk weren't talking to the Navajo.
Right.
They're like, what did he say? You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm sure there was quite a few other tribes that helped support that cause in World War II.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. If not by code talking, then of course in many other ways. Like as we talk about on Native Roots Radio, well, sometimes, you know, like Native Americans have a long history of serving in the United States military, like going back to the American Revolution. But then you also like compare notes to when we were helping Lewis and Clark on their expedition, or, you know, scouting with the U.S. cavalry, or, you know, and then code talkers. Like there's a lot of different, like I know as natives, we have high service rates. Like historically Native Americans have led to the highest per capita rate of military service compared to any other ethnic groups in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I don't know if it's, I know people join the military for many different reasons, but I don't know if having certain ties to this land and like having traditional homelands here would, you know, carry a different feeling to that.
Some are just warriors.
Yeah.
You know, some are just warriors, and others do feel a kinship to the land. And, you know, we walk in two governments, whether it's our tribal government or our tribal lands within this country. So there's some of that too, and tradition. And also, you know, it's a good place to be able to start off if you don't know what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that after this next break.
They had to find me, though. Hey, yeah. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wow. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
I think I called my dog over. She's coming over here.
Nice. At first, I thought it was a little lame howl, but that was enough to bring it.
Yeah, they know.
So I know we have some other things to talk about here when it comes to Veterans Day, and I know you have some really good notes. Why don't you bring up what Indian Collective did today?
Oh, yeah. So Indian Collective, I think, yeah, it was really important. They had kind of a heavier post, but I think it's really important to recognize, you know, us as Native Americans know, you know, the kind of force and violence that military can use, and especially what's going on around the world. And we want to recognize that. But also they put out a quote of Sitting Bull, and it says, "Warriors are not what you think of as warriors. The warrior is not someone who fights because no one has the right to take another life. The warrior, for us, is one who sacrifices himself for the good of others. His task is to take care of the elderly, the defenseless, those who cannot provide for themselves, and above all, the children, the future of humanity."
Wow. Hey, I just want to also give a shout out to the Ho-Chunk Warrior, Owen Mike, and he has an unbelievable story. He's in 67 to 69, he was in Vietnam, and an amazing warrior. I just wanted to give him a shout out. And of course, we have the famous warrior, Ho-Chunk Warrior, that, you know, we talk about a lot. And there's a powwow grounds named after him. And
Andrew Blackhawk?
Yeah. And he's a Silver Star medalist. Mike Owen was a Silver Star medalist. And Andrew was, of course, unbelievable story about him and how he saved during the Korean War so many people. Mm. And he got the Medal of Honor. Army Corporal Mitchell Red Cloud Jr. served World War II as a Marine in the Pacific, and after the war ended, he was discharged. He couldn't shake the feeling that he had more to offer to the military, and he re-enlisted. Red Cloud eventually sacrificed his life in Korea in a brave act of an act of bravery that earned him the Medal of Honor. So we have all these relatives that really, you know, I know a lot of veterans that are Ho-Chunk too, and I just want to give them a big shout out.
Absolutely. I saw this article too out of, I think, where was this? It was one of the Dakotas, but, South Dakota. Okay. So this was coming from, I'm forgetting what it's called. What is like the reserves? The National Guard.
Yeah.
Okay. So this South Dakota soldier, who's native, he actually comes from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and his name is Moses Braveheart, and he was in the South Dakota Army National Guard's 235th Military Police. And he actually cut his hair before going in to serve.
Mm.
Yeah, cut his hair, and he quotes, "I knew I wanted to go into law enforcement in the military. And at the time, I thought, well, I can only do that with short hair, and that's how it's going to be. I knew that cutting my hair is going to be good for a good reason. It's for a career. So I made the sacrifice of cutting my hair because I knew that if I kept it long, I wouldn't be able to join," said Braveheart. Within the Lakota culture, long hair is an extension of the spirit, typically only cut for grief and loss purposes, where it's then buried or burnt. So apart from those circumstances, there, you know, our hair is kept, you know, long, and that represents strength and connection to our ancestors and memories and everything. So after he cut his hair, he was able to join. But now he is able to be kind of exempt from that as religious purposes.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too. And I was, while you were reading that, I was quickly trying to find this. But I've read an article in the past that there were military natives that had long hair, and they could really feel the enemy coming. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
an extension of their nervous system.
Right. And, no, I saw that somewhere, too.
Yeah. And when they cut their hair, they couldn't do it again.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that was an awkward way of saying that. I hope you understood what I was saying.
No, I definitely got your train. But yeah, isn't that's like...
Well, you talk, Robert. I wonder if the audience understood what I said.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, it's important that, you know, we are able to individually represent ourselves all across, no matter what we're doing, especially in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so many people, so many natives that I know that served. And I just want to, again, give a quick shout out, not only to them, but to everyone else that has served too.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
huge deal. And,
it is a big pina kiki wee to yeah. everyone.
Yeah. I like how you threw the wee in there too. That was a good one.
Yeah. Thank you to all. But, so, yeah. What so else is coming up?
Well, we got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure, you know, that people know that we're going to be on KFAI tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our friend Heather Keeler on and President John Greendeer, and then Angie Vig from Vig Guitars, and play some music at that last hour and be chilling like a villain.
As we like to do.
Yeah. Will you be joining me?
I sure hope so.
That's awesome. I hope. Yeah. No, I hope so. That's good.
I know. I kind of, yeah. Well, I wrote everything up, so I might as well.
Well, you know, my reading expertise is fading and never was really that good.
Oh, I think it's good enough, you know.
Oh, look at Heather. Look at Heather Keeler's when I said, if you're going to be on with me tonight, she... responded, I
She says
so.
She hopes so, too. We all hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, November, the whole month of November is National Native American Heritage Month, and mm-hmm. we're thankful for KFAI to, you know, continue partnering with us over yeah. these years and playing our best of episode every weekend, and thankful for the community partnerships that we've been able to develop from KFAI. So if you're able to tune in the Twin Cities, KFAI is 90.3 FM. And Robert and I will be live with Native Roots Radio from 7 to 9 p.m., right?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I just want to, as you were saying that with KFAI, I just want to give a big shout out to AM 950 here in the Twin Cities. We would not have any kind of show or broadcast or be mm-hmm. on any station if it wasn't for their support over the last 8 years, and also Civic Media, which we run another 30 shows or 30 stations a day in Civic Media in Wisconsin. So we just want to give everybody a big shout out and all the support and all the other stations too that we send the best of.
Yeah, like WOJB, everyone. Yeah, it's important that, you know, we're so thankful and grateful to have a platform where we can uplift Indigenous voices across Turtle Island. But it's also so important and so meaningful that we have listeners like you all that care and care to learn. So thank you.
I hit that applause button for State Representative Heather Keeler.
Oh, yeah. She likes that.
Yeah. Hey, so what do we got? 50 seconds here?
Yeah, or so.
Well, I'm going to end it the way we've ended it for many, many, many years. And if you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwaba and I'm an actual Schwaba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwaba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, President-elect.